From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry is reportedly expressing his frustration with U.S. policy in Syria. The New York Times says Kerry is heard on a recording made last month in New York at a closed-door meeting with a group of Syrian civilians, complaining that his diplomatic efforts have not been backed by the threat of military action by his own government. Meantime, Syrian and rebel forces continued to clash Saturday in the city of Aleppo, where 250,000 people, including many children, are trapped. The WHO's Rick Brennan blames the ongoing airstrikes by Russia and the Syrian government for the situation in Aleppo.
The two largest hospitals in Aleppo were deliberately targeted and are now not functioning, drastically reducing the capacity of health workers in the city to provide life-saving medical care for many innocent children, women, and other innocent civilians.
The Russian bombing campaign in Syria marked its first anniversary on Friday, with the Kremlin spokesperson saying their goal is to eliminate radical Islamic extremists and protect Russia from the spread of an international terrorism. A car bombing targeting Somali security forces rocked the Somali capital Mogadishu Saturday, killing at least two people and wounding several others. A security official told VOA's Somali division that a car filled with explosives was detonated outside the Blue Sky restaurant. Shortly after the attack, the al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Shabaab terror group took responsibility. In a statement published through the group's platform on the encrypted Telegram messaging application, the statement said the group carried out the attack to strike at guards who work at a nearby prison. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has apparently launched a plan to discredit